Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the first reading in the second chapter of Acts, which begins like this. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. This is God's word. Betty Gilstrap's affinity for Angelo State University began in 1975 when she and her husband Marcus moved to San Angelo, Texas. When Marcus later retired from Western Communications, he took on the role of athletics bus driver, and Betty often tagged along. "We started going to the football and basketball games," she said. "Marcus started driving for the teams, and that's when I started traveling with the teams everywhere we went." And in the 41 years since, Betty has rarely missed a single ASU athletic event. She has season tickets to all men's and women's sports teams, has her familiar spot at the football and basketball, volleyball, and softball games. When asked why, she simply said, "I enjoy the games and getting to know the kids." Betty Gilstrap is the embodiment of devotion. She's devoted to an athletic department and the young people who attend Angelo State. Now, I bring up Betty this morning in order to ask you, what are you devoted to? Is there anything in your life that you are as devoted to as Betty Gilstrap is devoted to Angelo State Athletics? And if there is, would you be able to explain why? It's no accident that the word devotion has a spiritual feel to it. We get the word from Latin, and it means to declare that something is sacred to you. Something is holy to you. By your actions, you are making something an ultimate thing. And whatever that something is, it gets the priority in your life. And in the original sense of the word, God was supposed to be the object of devotion. But you and I both know that human beings can put anything in that God spot. So again, I ask you, what are you really, truly devoted to? And when I asked that question, did Jesus enter your mind? Today is Confirmation Sunday. Today we're going to ask four of our own young people a number of questions. But the main question, the question behind the questions, is this: are you going to devote yourself to following Jesus? It's a huge question to ask a 14-year-old. It's a huge question to ask a 44-year-old or an 84-year-old. Are you devoted to Jesus, His Father, and the Holy Spirit? And will you show it with your life? This is what confirmation is all about. These young people are confirming today that they are holding on to the gifts that God has given them, beginning with baptism, continuing with the Word of God that they have learned in the community of the church. And added to that today is the gift of full participation in the Lord's Supper. And although we only have Confirmation Sunday once a year, the truth is that every morning you wake up, it's Confirmation Day. That goes for all of us. 14, 44, 84. Every morning asking myself, am I devoted to following Jesus? Will my actions back up my words? Will I give Jesus the priority today? Speaking of devotion, today's first reading takes us back to the very first Christian church. It's an amazingly appropriate reading for today because it tells us four things that the first Christians were devoted to. And it's a safe bet that if they were devoted to these things, then we ought to be devoted to them as well. But that doesn't go even far enough. If you look at the full passage, you'll see that as the first Christians devoted themselves to these four things, incredible, astounding changes began in their lives. It was true then, and it's true today. So what are these four things? Number one, the first Christians were devoted to the apostles' teaching. Now, this was an investment of time and attention and learning. Sounds a lot like confirmation class. But this was not just an academic exercise. This is devotion to the words that actually give life in Jesus' name. The Apostles' Creed is one example of what the substance of the apostles' teaching would have been. Always focusing on Jesus as the one who lived a perfect life, who sacrificed himself on the cross to pay off the enormous debt of human sin, who rose from the tomb alive, neutralizing the power of death and the devil. To know and believe the apostles' teaching is to have light in dark places when all other lights go out. Will you devote yourself to learning and treasuring the teaching of the apostles? Number two, the first Christians were devoted to the fellowship. There's a lot that I could say here, but what this means is that the first Christians were devoted to each other. Something happens when you gather around the gifts of Jesus with other people. A bond forms. This is by God's design. We need to be part of a loving, supportive community, whether we feel like it or not. And because there are human beings involved, you will need to practice forgiveness to make this work. But it is totally worth it. And after all, the Christian church is founded on forgiveness. So, will you devote yourself to the fellowship of believers? Number three, the first Christians devoted themselves to the breaking of the bread. And there are good reasons to assume that this is a reference to the Lord's Supper. And it only makes sense that they would be devoted to the eating and drinking of this special meal. In last week's gospel lesson, we heard that the Emmaus disciples recognized the risen Jesus when he broke the bread with them. The Holy Christian Church believes that the living Lord Jesus is right here at his table with the bread and wine. And he is right here to forgive and nurture and feed his people. And the real question is, how could you be a believer in Jesus and not want this special experience of his presence as often as possible? It wasn't an optional activity for the first Christians. They were devoted to it. Will you be? And number four, the first Christians were devoted to prayer. They were committed to speaking to God in words and in thoughts. Now, it's true that you and I have full access to God in prayer anytime we want to approach Him as individuals. But the whole sense of this passage is that these were things that they were doing together. They were devoted to praying together, celebrating each other's joys in prayer, carrying each other's burdens in prayer. It is a holy, tremendously special thing to pray for others and be prayed for. Will you devote yourself to prayer? Now, I want to be as clear as possible. Devotion takes work. It means saying no to some things that you might really want to do in order to say yes to the ultimate thing. But there is nothing in the world more worthy of your devotion than Jesus. Nothing more worthwhile than building your life around Jesus. The first Christians showed us how to do that. And here's the results. When you devote yourself to the apostles' teaching, you learn that you are more flawed than you ever imagined, yet you are more loved than you ever dared to dream. When you devote yourself to the breaking of the bread, you plug into a source of love and compassion and forgiveness that can never run out. It's always going to be poured into you there. When you devote yourself to the fellowship, you find friendship, support, and encouragement in a network of relationships that are built on grace. And when you devote yourself to prayer individually and within a group, you become more aware of God's everyday presence with you, and you become more open to His prompting. So if you want an unbreakable foundation for life, here it is. It's found in a God who has proven that He is 100% devoted to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, through Your word today, we have seen the devotion of the first Christians. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching of the gospel, to the fellowship of believers, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And in Your grace and in Your great plan for our lives, we can be devoted to the same things. And when we do devote ourselves to them, we find a grace and a power for living that nothing else can supply. We especially pray today that the four young people who are confirming that they live in the gifts that You have given them will devote themselves to these four things, will make them the cornerstones of their life with You, and so enjoy Your presence each and every day. God grant it. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Spirit. Amen.